Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
I'm ready to get started. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome those who are listening via cell phone. Thank you guys for tuning in, and those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. If you guys like to call in and comment on today's show, I would appreciate it. If not, that's fine to just continue to listen. Again, welcome guys, and thank you for tuning in. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, today is a beautiful day. I don't know. I've been up since about 6:30 this morning because I wanted to try to see the moon. If you guys heard about the lunar eclipse this morning, where that's where the Earth is between the sun and the moon, directly between the sun and the moon. And I guess that makes for a different color moon, okay? And the moon was like a bright orange or red this morning. I couldn't see it from the house, but looking online and watching TV, the looks of it was just fantastic. And when you think about it, they call it the blood moon. Blood moon, and I was reading that the reason they call it the blood moon because way back in the day, on this day when they had a lunar eclipse, they were able to really, really see people. You know, hunters were really, really able to see their prey, and they kill and kill and kill their prey. For food for the upcoming winter months. And because of the killing of the prey, they call it, that's why they call it the blood moon. All right? Hey, that's what it is, and we're going to stick to that, I guess. Again, guys, thank you for tuning in. And today is a beautiful day. I know it's been raining up in North Georgia and Tennessee and all this very bad. And there was also a tornado that touched down up in North Georgia. So hopefully those people there, they hadn't had any reports of any injuries or any deaths or anything, but they did have a tornado that touched down up there this morning. Okay. Again, guys, the calling number to the show is 818-301-5834. Now, today's episode is titled, Why Don't Our Kids Eat Their Lunch at School? Why don't our kids eat their lunch at school? Now, the reason I wanted to do this show was because of, you know, of course, I have a daughter, 13 years old, is in middle school, and she wants to take her lunch to school every day, okay? And I'm like, why are you taking a lunch? Why don't you eat at school? Well, she says that the lunch isn't good at all right? And that's what most kids are saying about their lunch at school. I don't know about the private schools or whatever, but the public school lunches are, what I'm told, nasty. So that's the reason that our kids aren't eating their lunch at school. That's the reason that they come home every day and raid the refrigerator, or they come home every day, you know, looking for food because they're hungry. They didn't eat lunch at school because it's not very good at all. Now, I know that the First Lady Michelle Obama came in and did some stuff in the schools and changed the lunches, or was being put in the lunches and all this type of stuff, with an effort to help our kids get in better shape, to get them more healthy, so to speak. And which is, you know, I think is a good idea. But at the same time, we got to put something in there that's healthy that they're going to eat, right? So if you put something in there that's healthy that they're not going to eat, then that's not going to help the situation. I think that's not going to help the situation. Now, when, you know, if some of you guys are my age, or maybe a little bit older, or maybe just a little bit younger, and y'all remember where when we were in school, hey, hey, we ate lunch, right? Lunch was something we looked forward to, because, you know, some days we had pizza, which was good. And some days we had, like, spaghetti, which was good. And you know, things like that made lunch okay? And we ate lunch. And sometimes you find people that were asking for your lunch. Hey, you gonna eat that? Hey, you're not gonna eat that? Hey, don't throw that away. And that's the way it was when we were in school, when we came up, okay? Lunch was good. Now lunch is bad. So the kids aren't eating lunch. They're coming home and raiding your refrigerator. And I think that, I don't know what we could do about it, but we pay tax dollars every year for these public schools, okay? The school system is one of the highest tax grabbers or whatever in the state, okay? If you look at your property tax bill and you look at the school tax in there, that's one of the highest pieces of your tax bill out there, okay? The school system. You know, we're paying for the buses and schools and the lunches, all this stuff wrapped up in there. And, you know, and we can't get good food in the schools. I don't know why. All right? I don't know why. And like I said earlier, I believe that because of what the First Lady has done with the school lunches and trying to make them healthier and trying to get our kids healthier is one of the problems of the school lunches. Okay. Now, myself, my belief is that, you know, kids don't get a chance to exercise like we exercised when we were in school. When we were in school, we were able to go outside for PE. PE was an outdoor activity. Now it's an indoor activity. PE was an outdoor activity for us that we got a chance to, I mean, when the doors opened for you to go out for PE, it was a mad rush out to the little basketball court, to the little monkey bars, to the, and this was in elementary school, monkey bars, what do you call that thing, the sliding board. We had the merry-go-round. We had the jump rope. And then up top on the, like the field up top, we could go up there and we played kickball, or we played whatever. But we ran like hell, and we played for that hour, however long it was. It seemed like an eternity back then. It was probably 8 minutes, but it seemed like it was an eternity back then. Seemed like we got a chance to play for an hour or longer. And you come back in all smelly and everything, and then And then you'd, if I remember correctly, then we'd go to lunch after that. So that was really, really fun time for us in school. And lunch was good. I don't know exactly what they have for lunch today, but we, you know, when we had lunch, we had our choice of chocolate milk, white milk, and even sometimes we'd have orange juice. So, but what happened to that? What happened to those school lunches? What happened to the menus from back in the day? What happened to the I don't know what you call them today, the people that cook the food, the lunch ladies? What happened to those lunch ladies? I remember when we were in elementary school, some of the lunch ladies that were back there cooking, they were older ladies from the community that knew what they were doing, that, you know, cooked the lunches and cooked them almost to perfection, and they had a taste to them, you know. I think nowadays they're all bland, and you know, you bite into it and there's no taste of it, because a lot of this health stuff don't have a taste at all. You know, they've taken everything out of it. So I think that's a problem with today's school lunches, is that they taste bad or they have no taste at all. And so why eat it? I mean, I understand the kids, you know. Why eat that crap if it doesn't taste good and it doesn't have a taste at all? You know? Now, if there's a healthy food that had a good taste to it, why wouldn't you eat it? So there's got to be a problem there of why kids aren't eating the school lunches. And one of the things that I believe is that instead of changing the school, the diets and the lunches and all, we need to bring back the good lunch and put in more exercise, more outdoor time for the younger kids. That will help them to not only be healthier, because health is not just eating right. Health is not just, you know, changing your diet and having this you know, putting carrots and celery and all that stuff in a juicer and making this juice. Health isn't just that. Health is also plenty of exercise. Okay? You're talking about obesity. Obesity starts with, you know, the way to get rid of obesity starts with exercise. So if they put more exercise and more time in the streets, or not in the streets, but in the, you know, outdoors into the school system, then I think the kids would do a lot better. And, you know, because they need to burn some of that energy that they have, right? You know, these kids have high energy levels, and if they were able to go outside and do some things for a while, they burn some of that energy, and then when they come in, they're not so hyped up and geeked up, and they have a better focus in the classroom. Okay? So that's my thing. And like I said, you know, nowadays the school system lunches and all this are just 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on today's topic. Why don't kids eat their lunch at school? Now, I guess we got about 8-9 minutes left in the show, but I wanted to talk about something else before I got off the show, and that is the ongoing talk about this Ebola disease that's running rampant in Liberia. And because we're letting people into the United States with Ebola, it's going to start to outbreak in the United States. okay? And there's, you know, it looks like it's inevitable, because these people at the CDC and the government, they're lying to us about this stuff, and can't trust them because we know because of things in the past. You can't trust what they say. And they're saying this. They're saying it's not going to be an outbreak in the United States. There's no way. And they're saying this because they don't want you to panic. They don't want people to panic. And think about this now. They don't want to, isolate the country of Liberia. They don't want to put them under quarantine because it'll cause economic whatever in that country. Well, if you know that Ebola is there, thousands of people are infected with it, why would you continue to let people come into the United States that have Ebola when they can come here and spread it in the United States? Okay, if you know someone that's coming from Liberia with Ebola, you know they're coming, right? We're going to bring them over here so we can treat them, right? Now, when we bring them in, they got on these space suits and all this stuff, and we take them in into the thing, and we quarantine them in this special room, and then you have to put on all this stuff in order to go in the room with them. And we have some type of air machine that filters air out and filters air in and all this stuff, right? If you got that, if you have to do that when they come here, then why don't you think that if they come here without the spacesuit on, that they're not going to spread it? If that's the case, that they're not going to spread it without the spacesuit on, why put the spacesuit on them when you know they got it? Why do we do that? Okay? Because we don't want to infect the people that have to treat them, right? That's why you put the spacesuit on. Okay? So we need to put a spacesuit on the whole country of Liberia. That means to shut down their borders, close this thing off. Almost, you know, think about it like this. You got the country of Liberia sitting inside the Georgia Dome. Okay? And the Georgia Dome is enclosed. So you got the whole country enclosed in the Georgia Dome. Now you can get in there and start to treat these people and treat them one by one, get them all well, and then you can let them out the dome, let them back out with the general public. But if you continue to let these people come into the United States already infected with Ebola, why wouldn't that spread to other people? I mean, they're not telling us how the disease is spread or anything like that. They won't tell us that. They say it's through bodily fluids. Okay, if it's through bodily fluids, then why do you have them in spacesuits? Why do you have them in isolated rooms? You're going to come in the room and they're going to cut themselves and put some bodily fluids on you? I mean, I don't get it. And like I said, I believe that the Center for Disease Control is under government supervision, telling them, don't say that this is gonna, how you can get infected with the disease. Don't tell them that you can get infected with the disease. Don't tell them that it's going to be an outbreak here if we don't do something about it. Don't tell them that stuff. We got to shut this off at the pass. Yeah, shut it off at the pass. That means to stop people from coming into the United States from Liberia. The guy that got here already that's out in Texas that's being treated, he's in critical condition. He's, you know, he may not make it. Okay? He may not make it. Why? Because he's infected with Ebola. So he was with 8 other people in an apartment in Texas. Now, if he didn't spill out any bodily fluids or anything in that apartment, why did they go in there and put all this stuff up around the apartment and trying to disinfect the apartment? Why did they do that if he didn't get any bodily fluids all over the place in there? And why are they monitoring the 8 people that he was with in the apartment if they didn't get any of his bodily fluids? It's a bald-faced lie, and we're being lied to by the government, by the Center for Disease Control. We are. And there's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. Hey, take care of yourself, guys. That's all I have for you today. Join me tomorrow, 10 o'clock a.m., right here on the Frank Williams Show. Have a tremendous day.
My time.